State lawmakers have been torn over what to do with the oil tax the governor proposed and whether they could legally block oil companies from passing on the cost to consumers. The version of the budget Senate Democrats are poised to pass today would end that debate by getting rid of the tax altogether. To fill the $260 million hole that would create, they would increase the capital gains taxes people pay when they sell things like stocks or real estate. The governor had proposed a much smaller capital gains tax increase in his budget. Democratic senators also dealt a blow to trial attorneys by agreeing with Assembly Democrats to kill a plan that changed who courts can hold responsible in lawsuits over accidents. But in a nod to the trial bar, they would mandate that all drivers get auto insurance. Wisconsin is one of the only states that does not currently require it. Senate Democrats would also kill an assembly plan to create driver's cards for undocumented immigrants, and they'd kill a proposal by the governor to offer children of undocumented immigrants a chance to pay in-state tuition rates. Senate Democrats' budget would also tie future increases in the state's minimum wage to inflation. That's a priority of Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker, one that lawmakers in the assembly have largely ignored this year. These changes still have to be approved by the full Senate, and even then they're not final. The next stop will likely be a conference committee, where leaders from both the Senate and Assembly will hammer out their differences on the budget. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.